Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. This is my overview for the waxing lunar cycle that began with the new moon in Aries that followed hard upon the equinox, the Aries equinox. This is a time when new things come bursting into our lives. And even before the Aries equinox, that was certainly true. Perhaps it wasn't until afterwards that as many of us as do now realized what a big friggin' deal this was going to be. So before I do any astrological overviewing, let me say that I hope that each and every one of you are taking good care of yourselves and those you love, that you are able to do that. You have the resources and the ability to get what you need, to access the support you need. And I say that because I know that that is not true for everyone. And so I also would like to add that if you are struggling or ill or in a place where resources are not available, that I wish you strength and unexpected support from magical places that carry you through difficulty and into a new place. We do have an interesting cycle ahead of us, one in which we will be looking within more than without, looking at our own inner resources. The new moon in Aries arrived on Tuesday, March 24th at 5:28 a.m. And before I do anything else, I'm going to read through the key dates and times of the inflections of the lunar cycle. Let me also add that for those of you who are listening to the podcast. If you go to my Instagram feed or to the website, you will see an image that lists all of these so that you don't actually have to remember them all. The crescent moon in Taurus, March 28th, 8:19 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The waxing sextile moon, Gemini, March 29th, 4:32 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The first quarter moon in Cancer, April 1st, 6:21 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The waxing trine moon in Leo, April 3rd, 3:29 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The gibbous moon in Virgo, April 4th, 6:17 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And last, but certainly not least, the full moon in Libra, Tuesday, April 7th, 10:35 p.m. Now, the first thing I would like to call to your attention about this waxing cycle is that we are in a pattern that happens every year at the new moon in Aries that is curious in the sense that Aries, equinox, new moon, we're used to thinking of this like a rocket taking off, new energy bursting into life, moving out into the world, taking action, taking risks, getting excited. And yet, in terms of the moon's travels, when you begin with a new moon in Aries, you are necessarily traversing the first six signs of the zodiac before you get to that full moon in Libra. Now, depending on if a new moon might be very, very late in a sign or very, very early, it's possible that you might only get through five signs, or you might get through seven. But generally speaking, you get through six, and that's what's happening this time. So yes, we had the big burst of the new at the Aries new moon. And now we are working our way through the first six signs of the zodiac, which are the more internal signs, the ones traditionally linked to the first six houses, which are the houses of self, before we get to seven and Libra, where suddenly we have to recognize the fact that there are others out there in our world. This is such a theme now, in the midst of this pandemic. We are thrust into a face-to-face reckoning with our own inner life, our own inner resources under far less than ideal circumstances. Some of us who are introverts think this is going to be a piece of cake. We're going to get so much done, and some of us are, but we're also confronting the limits of our introversion, the places where we are used to interfacing with other humans, and now we cannot. We're also facing fear, every single one of us, whether we want to admit it or not. And these are hard things to face alone, which a lot of us are, and all of us are more than we're used to. So I want to recognize that up front and offer it as a theme as we go through the different phases, steps of the lunation. So my theme for the new moon in Aries was check yourself. We are at a threshold. We are at a beginning, but we're caught in a mess. A mess that is biological and is made worse in far too many cases by the political. And in some cases, by the social. In other words, our need to rely on others who may not always think and believe and feel as we do, and choose their own level of cooperation with recommendations. And we needed, at that new moon, to figure out where we were in that process and figure out what our behavior was going to be. We're now under a Taurus moon, a calm, spring-like, welcoming, supportive, sensual moon energy that is also kind of stubborn. The crescent moon will arrive tomorrow morning, and I'm seeing the chart for that crescent moon as one that offers seeds of hope, early signs of new growth, things that we want to believe in. However, and this is not something that Taurus worries about, there's still work to be done. Taurus is ready to do it. Not everything is taken care of. Not everything has been resolved. And so under the Taurus crescent moon, we need to access our stamina, our stubbornness, and figure out how to carry forward. The waxing sextile on Sunday, March 29th, is in Gemini, probably the sign that is least prepared to be isolated. This clever Gemini moon is realizing that we don't have all the pieces in hand. The apparent solutions, the ones we're told are going to work, are incomplete. There is a connection to Mercury in Pisces, some confusion potentially, a need to focus in on goals. When we reach the first quarter moon on Wednesday, the 1st of April, we will first have passed through two important happenings that will highlight the limitations that Gemini moon becomes aware of. On Monday, March 30th, Mars enters the sign of Aquarius, a place where action takes the form of thought and communication. The next day, Tuesday the 31st, Mars is conjunct Saturn. Our ability to communicate may come up against some barriers. When we get to the first quarter moon, we're in the sign of Cancer. We have concerns. We have worries. We have doubts. We have feelings. We will need to face up to those, to call on those inner resources, inner depth, in order to bring our best self forward. A few days later, Venus enters Gemini. This is important because due to an upcoming Venus retrograde, she's going to spend a lot of time in Gemini. So we also need to get familiar with what this feels like and how to manage it. When we get to the waxing trine on the 3rd of April, the moon will be in Leo. During some of the earlier phases in this waxing cycle, we will no doubt have had some of our buttons pushed. The opportunity at the waxing trine is to find creative solutions to those pressed buttons. Otherwise, we may resort to drama, which isn't going to do much good for anybody. When we reach the gibbous moon, the moon will be in Virgo and will be beginning to look outside for resources. Aspects to that gibbous moon suggest that we have the opportunity to begin thinking about our team, what resources we need to coordinate, and that we may be able to do this with both flexibility and grace. By the time we reach the full moon in Libra on Tuesday, April 7th, 10:35 p.m., we hope we can set as a goal that we will have spent the time we need exploring our own interior, taking note of our triggers, our sensitive areas, our sore spots, and also our inner resources, what we know, what we can do, what we can offer, and also an understanding of what we need. And that we will be able to bring all of that to the table when we reach the full moon in which we look at our partnerships. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Thank you to all of you who have asked about how I am, how I'm doing. I'm fine. I have what I need. I have ample, in fact, at least for now. And my family and loved ones are also well. I wish the same for you. I wish the same for all of us, while knowing that right now it is simply not the case. And so I invite all of us during this journey from the individuality of the Aries new moon to the full moon in Libra to figure out our individual needs and resources so that we can step into a new kind of community, a new kind of relationship to each other and the world. As always, thank you for listening.